Sukkah bar gimel mishnah yud gimel. Yom tov rishon shel chag shechol yos b'Shabbos. If the first day of Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos. And what we're referring to now is during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, but Tais Yom Tov points out that we're dealing outside the Beis HaMikdash, as we're going to see right now. Kol ha'molichin es l'luvayin l'veis ha'knesses. Everybody brings their l'luvavim to the Beis HaKnesses, not the Beis HaMikdash, so we're obviously dealing with outside the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rav explains that on the first day of Yom Tov, during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, wherever you were, it was Docha Shabbos. What it means, Docha Shabbos means you're able to take a luluv on Shabbos. You can't carry it on Shabbos, because you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. So that's why they would have to bring the lulavim to shul, as it says. And what we're referring to is they would bring it before Shabbos. L'mocharas, and then on Shabbos, mashkimin uvaim, they would get up and go to shul. Kol echad v'echad makar shaloi v'noitel. Everybody would recognize his lulav and esrog, and they would take it. V'pnei sha'amru chachamim, ein adam yotze yidei chavasa b'yantif harishon shal chag, lulavu shal chaveru. A person is not yotze on the first day of Yontif, of Sukkot, to take his lulav of his friend. As we've said, ulakachtim lochem b'yom harishon. It has to be mishalochem, it has to be yours. However, there is one exception. If your friend gives it to you on condition that you return it back to him, it's a matana al menachs lahachsir. And even if he gives you a matana in order to give it back to him, that's still considered a matana. And while you have it, that's considered that it's totally yours. That's the only real way that you can take it if you don't have what to take a lulav with. But all the days of Sukkot, a person is yotzi the mitzvah of lulav with his friends, lulav and esrog, because there is no din of lochem on all the other days of Sukkot.